Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Helen, a new study shows that one key to a healthy relationship involves partners consistently doing what to each other?
Oh. Can I have a hint?
It's like, take my wife. I know you're my wife, but just play along.
Teasing.
Yes.
Really?
Teasing and ridiculing each other.
Oh my God, I'm so good at that. Oh. I can't stay in a relationship to save my life.
Well,
wait, you make fun of each other and that helps you stay in the relationship?
New studies show that couples who make fun of each other are more likely to be satisfied with their relationship and sex life versus couples who love and respect one another. They're miserable.
But wait, this isn't really about... I believe this. This makes sense. If you have a sense... Because first of all, if you have a sense of humor about yourself,
yeah,
then you probably have... you're probably pretty healthy.
Yes.
And if your partner can poke fun at your foibles, that
yes.
shows like... That's intimate.
Yes.
It's like, you know this about me. You can make fun.
That is, I believe, the theory
behind this. I don't want anybody poking my foible.
If it's consensual.
Yeah.
It's,
also,
how about in space? Can they poke the foible in space?
Yeah, I think they need gravity, again.
The correct
gravity is important.
The correct term is in space.
Yeah. But this sort of thing is like a hallmark of all the classic romances. Who can forget in Titanic when Rose is like, sink much, Jack?
Oh, yeah, and that great Shakespearean, right? Romeo, Romeo, wherefore are you? I'm down here, you blind that old joke.
Adam, a Russian scientist stationed in a remote research facility in Australia, is recovering quite well after a colleague stabbed him because he wouldn't stop doing what?
I know this story.
You do?
Yeah. He wouldn't stop ruining the end of books.
That's exactly right.
What?
He wouldn't stop spoiling the ending of books.
The first rule of book club.
Exactly. Well, this is a Russian research station. And, you know, in the winter of Antarctica, which is just ending now, you know, their tiny little library is extremely valuable. And apparently one scientist just liked to... chatting with his fellows, just like to spoil the endings of the books
before
the other guy could read them.
Yeah, he definitely deserved to get shanked.
Well, look. Like, yeah. Oh yeah, this one, the murderer, it's all of them. Jesus dies, but then he comes back. And finally, one of his colleagues just snapped and stabbed him. The spoiler guy has been evacuated. He's doing fine. He's going to recover. But it was a little dicey. He's lying there. You're like, oh my God, I've just been stabbed. And the attacker leans over and whispers, spoiler, you're going to die. Helen, the Marines are developing a high-powered laser that allows them to do what to their enemies from almost a mile away?
A high-powered laser that you can do something a mile away?
Yeah.
I'm assuming the answer is not just kill them.
No, that would be, I think, a little expected, wouldn't it?
Can I have a hint?
Sure. You thought this could only happen if you were a liar liar.
Pants on fire!
Yes, set people's pants on fire!
What?
Or make them very hot.
I was going to guess remove their tattoos.
Wait, you can set people's pants on fire from a mile away?
With a laser, yeah. Marines will soon be able to create a temporary, non-harming sensation of unpleasant heat in a target's clothing using a laser, raising the question, is that a military-grade laser directed at your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
Well, wait, so surely the counter attack to this is take off your pants.
Yeah, that would just be the counter. Ha ha ha! I am pantsless.
Yeah.
I have defeated you.
The famous naked regiment.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how hot your pants get, they will never burst into flame.
I don't know exactly.
What, it just makes you feel hot?
Yeah, you simply aim this device. It's called the Scalable Compact Ultra-Short Pulse Laser System. You aim it at an
enemy. Wait, stop. That has to be an acronym. Slow down. The Scalable what?
It's the Scalable Compact Ultra-Pulse Laser
Hold
System.
On. Scalable Compact
Ultra-Pulse Laser.
Yeah,
looked
the scuffle.
The scuffle, yeah. You simply aim this device.
They could have made that scalpel to send back. Keep back to the drawing board until we have an acronym, damn it.
So it turns out that it also can be used to transmit sound. So you can yell at people, tell them to stop marching on you.
From a mile away.
From a mile away.
With a laser?
Hey, yeah. Put your pants on.
Exactly. We need you to put your pants on. Don't ask me why.